at the 2017 Q's CEO Executive Team Network with Mr. John Pembroke. How are you, John?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing well. Doing well so far. We're in the kind of the last day, the last sprint or home stretch, whatever you want to call it, of the Q's conference here. And what are your goals for this conference? What do you want people to take away?
Sure. So this conference is really set up for the CEOs and the CEOs' direct reports. Mm-hmm. It's executive suite. That's mm-hmm. why we call it CEO Executive Team Network. Mm-hmm. And we really want to deliver great content.
Oh, yeah.
We want to provide great networking opportunities for CEOs and C-suite and senior leaders to meet other colleagues, their peers, et cetera. And we want to have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
And we think we've accomplished all three of those goals. Yesterday, we kicked off our session with a great presentation about digital leadership with Eric Qualman that was very engaging and very insightful. Today we kicked off with Ty Matthews really helping people understand the art of storytelling. Mm-hmm. Storytelling is a tool that we have as leaders to engage, to connect with people, to deliver messages, and it was an awesome session. Tools and the tips that he gave were invaluable, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to walk away with a great insight and great advice, and things will change on Monday.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and credit unions have a gazillion stories, great stories to tell about. I mean, not only what has transpired with the hurricanes and the earthquakes and now the fires in California. I mean, there's lots and lots of stories, but I mean, just everyday stuff. You know, taking a chance on a member and providing them with a loan for a home or a car or something like that to get them to work and back so they can earn. I mean, there's so many cool stories like that. And to have somebody like that say, hey, here's how you do it. Right. 1, 2, 3 steps, you know, and get the word out.
So. Sure. You know, Ty communicated an awesome point. He said, you know, all the people in the room are leaders and you have the opportunity to impact lives. Well, as a leader, you get to do that. Now you're in the credit union business as well. Mm-hmm. So it takes that to the nth degree as far as if you're effective, the lives you can have a positive impact on. And we also delivered great content and great sessions on other relevant topics for credit union leadership. We had a lot of interaction on some fintech workshops where we brought in J.P. Nichols and Sam Maul, some people really at the forefront to help our attendees understand their opportunity, their play, how they need to approach fintech and how it can be used, partnership solutions can be used to improve what they deliver to their membership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard the panel with, I think it was Lee Wetherington, Sam Maul, and J.P. Nichols. I heard that was like a stellar panel.
All three engaging speakers and facilitators. These were closed room sessions. Mm-hmm. Where there was direct and honest and candid dialogue and feedback and sharing of positive experiences and negative experiences. Hopefully our attendees found it rewarding.
Yeah. Well, that's what you need, is something like this, is the transparency, because you're not going to move forward if you don't learn from those bad experiences, so to speak, and then you can like, okay, well, what works, what doesn't work, let's move on from there, and let's do something better.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That's one of the benefits in working in this great industry, people's willingness
to share
exactly, and to collaborate, and that you know, makes your job as a leader easier.
Mm-hmm. No doubt,
right?
And I think you're probably almost, I've had every interview I've had, the word collaboration has come up in some form or fashion, and you have continued the trend, Mr. Pembroke, because I mean, that's what we do best. You know, we collaborate. That's the beauty, like you said, this is the beauty of our industry, that we get to share what works and what doesn't work, and to collaborate and brainstorm and stuff like that. Other industries don't really have that, so this is something that really sets us apart from others.
I agree. My background's varied. I've done consumer packaged goods, I've done media, I've done technology. Mm-hmm. And the competitive advantage, I feel, that credit unions have mm-hmm. through collaboration, it's great.
Yep. I've heard the term, you got to collaborate to compete. So, and that's where we are today, especially with all the other fintech stuff going on, and who knows what's around the corner. So credit unions got it really good here. Hey, let's get to some credit union, some Q's announcements. Obviously, you have lots of great schools and conferences coming up. You want to share a few of those?
Sure. So in December, December 10th through the 13th, mm-hmm. We're having our directors conference.
That's right, yeah.
That will take place Marco Island, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. We have some great speakers lined up for that, as well as some good facilitated sessions. Mm-hmm. We're all about actionable learning. So when attendees come to our conferences, we put them in a position to really digest the learning that's taught, as well as make it actionable so something changes on Monday.
Yep.
So really looking forward to that. Also, this is probably one of the most unique conferences in the event space for financial services is our symposium conference, and that's when the CEO and the board chair show up as a team. That will take place late January through early February in Kauai at the Grand Hyatt. And that is kind of our Super Bowl of conferences. Oh, yeah. It happens around the Super Bowl.
Hey! what a coincidence.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm a sports fan, so I got to bring sports in.
Of course.
But at any rate, we're bringing in some high-powered speakers to really engage and impart good insight and learning for our attendees.
Well, I want to get back to the Directors Conference, because you said this is the one conference that where CEOs and board members come and they can get aligned. I'm assuming that they can get aligned in their thoughts and their plans
important.
And things like that, because it's right before the start of the year,
right.
And you got to get all your ducks in a row, so to speak, to kick off the year.
That's our symposium conference. The CEO and board chair show up as a team.
Okay.
We walk them through opportunities and topics where they really have to be aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Vision, innovation, talent development.
Yeah.
Major opportunities and challenges that probably addressed in their strategic plan. We also provide the opportunity for them to work and build their relationship through different events, fun things to do, because that's important as well. In order to be an effective team, you got to have a good relationship.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Right.
And one thing that I forgot to talk about was the Next Talk Credit Union Executive Competition.
Sure.
Yesterday, the presentations took yesterday. We're voting for the winner today. That's another great thing about this conference. That's one of the highlights for me as well, is to see these young folks get up there in front of some really high-powered folks and deliver their ideas, their projects. And it's just, I mean, such a great group this year. Any comments from you on that?
So this is the seventh year mm-hmm. of the conference. I believe it's the best year. The attendees,
I think so too.
Those voting online really have a tough challenge to select who's going to win.
Yeah.
All five finalists were great. The thing I really enjoyed, not only were they very polished, gave great presentations in front of an audience of 150 executives,
mm-hmm.
but the business ideas were outstanding.
Yeah,
and I guarantee you there are people in the room who are considering implementing some of the business ideas that were presented yesterday.
Yeah,
they're awesome. And this was the first time where I sat there for a long time, because we got to vote like right after they spoke, and I'm like, I don't know, man.
Right, I don't know.
I went.
There was online voting.
Yeah.
And as I was going through it, I couldn't make a decision, so I just had to write down the URL and think about it.
Yeah.
But I did cast a vote. But it was very tough.
Yeah, really good.
And just want to. Say congratulations to all the finalists mm-hmm. for them to get to that point after 200 people.
I know that, the initial.
Exactly.
Oh.
To get to the final five, all of them are winners in my
mm-hmm.
book.
Mm-hmm.
But one will be selected as the next top credit union executive this afternoon.
And the prize they get, oh my goodness, it's like, are you kidding? If I was that age, I would be like jumping through hoops to do something like this.
Sure. So it's a $20,000 educational package. They get to attend our CEO Institute,
mm-hmm.
which is really the gold standard for executive education in our industry. And attend some great schools to learn about strategic planning, organizational effectiveness, their personal leadership brand, It's really a great program, and it'll be a very rewarding experience for the winner.
Yeah, and it seems like it's picking up steam each year. It just gets better and better. So it's pretty cool to see that evolve. All right, I'm going to get you off the hot seat here because I know you got lots of stuff to do. 2017, 2018 outlook. How do you see the rest of the year shaping up and then going into 2018?
Well, 2017 was a great year for us. We were able to grow our membership and add 900 new members. We were able to launch some very new offerings that were great. For example, we launched Payments University with Co-op Financial Services. Mm-hmm. From a content standpoint, we're launching video. We've done podcasts.
You guys have a great podcast. James does a great job.
He does. James Lenz. We've done over 40 podcasts. We've had over, I think, 12,000 listens in a short period of time. So it's taken off like wildfire, and we're getting great feedback. We've even partnered with CU Broadcast.
Thank you.
To deliver parting shots, which is something I enjoy, giving retiring CEOs the opportunity to pass on their wisdom to
good
other
stuff.
Leaders.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So. More to come. More interviews to come. So.
Right. We also, internally, we are a talent development organization. We need to focus on talent development within CUES. Made great strides with that as well. So it's a great year. We have a lot of momentum heading into 2018. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. We are taking a hard look at our membership offering, mm-hmm. the benefits we provide, mm-hmm. as well as the different audiences we reach to improve and deliver more value. More tangible benefits, mm-hmm. Not just to executives and board members, but also future leaders.
Right,
so stay tuned.
Okay.
There's more to come, and hopefully this time next year, we will be launching that, and we'll be able to talk more about it.
Look forward to that. All right, a little tease. I like that, a little teaser for next year.
Right. But, once again, thank you for being here.
Oh. Thank you.
And thank you for the partnership. We truly enjoy and find it beneficial and look forward to doing more things.
Well, I am completely honored, and thank you for allowing us to be here and hosting us. And it's so much fun coming here. I learn so much talking to folks like you and all the other speakers and the attendees because it allows me to ask better questions. But I just get such a great education coming to these conferences. So thank you as well. Appreciate it. You guys keep up the good work, John, all right?
All right, we will.
All right, good job, sir. Well done.